Welcome, my friends, to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. I am Karen, your host for the program, and this school year, we are reading the Daily Promises of God for Educators. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the artist of the skies, so beautiful and bountiful, the creator, designer, and equal to none. You are our Father, generous and gracious, the hope of all mankind, the intelligent designer, and Jehovah Jireh, our provider, the kinsman redeemer, and the Lord of life itself, merciful, and the name above all names. You are the only wise God, powerful, the protector, and the quickener of our ways. You are resources and riches. You are the sustainer of life, the teacher of teachers, and ubiquitously ours. So very good, wise and wonderful, and the expert in everything in education. You are Yahshua and the zenith over all our schools. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with this opportunity to read your promises. You're a promise-keeping God, and we rest in that. We lift up this day and this time together in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are on day 157 and in the book of Colossians now. We are going to read Colossians 2. The Word of God, Colossians 2, verses 13 to 14. From the NIV, when you were dead in your sins and in the circumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. From the RSV, the Revised Standard Version. And you, who were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, having canceled the bond which stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. From the King James Version. And you, being dead in your sins and the circumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And from the Living Bible, you were dead in sins, and your sinful desires were not yet cut away. Then he gave you a share in the very life of Christ, for he forgave all your sins and blotted out the charges proved against you, the list of his commandments, which you had not obeyed. He took this list of sins and destroyed it by nailing it to Christ's cross. The Word of God, Colossians 2, verses 13 to 14. Thank you, my friends, for being in the Word of God, the promises of God, with your brothers and sisters. Now, each time that I gathered these promises and placed them in the four translations, I wrote you a note, and I simply call it the Note to the Educator. This is from my heart to yours. Forgiveness at school is so necessary. Students are being disciplined daily. Teachers are being evaluated constantly. Relationships are strained on a daily basis. A healthy classroom is one where the slate is wiped clean each day. Speaking to our students about forgiveness and then modeling it privately with students who have broken the rules is an outpouring of grace that has been bestowed upon us as Christians. We are called to be peacemakers, and whenever it is possible, we need to be the first ones to forgive. After all, look what he did for us. The second thing that we do together on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray together. Have you prayer walked your school? is a really cool thing to try. Try it by yourself first, just walking up and down random halls and praying either in your mind or speaking in your heart about those classrooms that you are passing, and name the teachers and some of the children by name if you can. And then walk another hall or surround the cafeteria or take a walk on the track or around the perimeter of your school if that's even possible. It is a beautiful thing to prayer walk and to lift up those that are in your school community. The other prayer that we do each day is at 1:16 p.m., totally based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. We are going to be praying today that our students are safe on their way home. But if you don't remember that prompt when 1:16 rolls along and your alarm goes off, there's no problem. You don't have to pray that prompt. It's just a cool way to be unified. But you are automatically in union with your brothers and sisters in the public schools, and a reminder that you are not alone when you pray at 1:16 p.m. each day. So I look forward to praying with you, my friends, at 1:16 p.m. today. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read our daily devotionals. These are offered up on our website at www.ceai.org. These are freely given so that you can freely share. Today's is written by Kathy Branzell, and she calls it Tested. Lord, help us to prove genuine in the tests we experience in life. And the scripture is all of Psalm 26. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Examine me, O Lord, and try me. Test my mind and my heart. For your loving kindness is before my eyes, and I have walked in your truth. I do not sit with deceitful men, nor will I go with pretenders. I hate the assembly of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. I shall wash my hands in innocence, and I will go about your altar, O Lord, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and declare all your wonders. O Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Do not take my soul away along with sinners, nor my life with men of bloodshed, in whose hands is a wicked scheme, and whose right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I shall walk in my integrity. Redeem me and be gracious to me, for my foot stands on a level place. In the congregations I shall bless the Lord. As an educator, you should know what a test is. A test is a tool that one in authority uses to upset, stress, sadden, or humiliate another. Of course not. You do not give a test at the end of a chapter or section of learning for the purpose of stressing and humiliating your students. Why then do we give a test? To prove that your students learned what is necessary, to prove that they are ready to move on to higher learning skills, to provide evidence beyond them saying that they get it, but actually demonstrating the necessary ability and a record of proficiency. So why do we get shaken up when God allows us to be tested? I have seen people say that they trust God and then walk away at the first sign that things are not going their way. It is easy to say that God is your Lord, but quite another to prove that you will obey Him no matter what. Some tests are to prove our obedience. The Israelites called God their Lord, so He tested them in Exodus 16, verse 4. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them, whether or not they will walk in my instructions." God tested them to prove He was God, their provider and sustainer, and to prove their trust and obedience in Him. If they gathered more than one day's portion, because they did not believe that He would provide the next day, the bread would rot in their tent overnight, except on the sixth day, when He said, "Gather for 2 days to prepare for the Sabbath." Sometimes we are tested to prove our obedience, and in the end, we get to prove God's faithfulness. 2 Chronicles 32 says that God tested Hezekiah, that he might know all that was in his heart. We bless God when he gives, but will we bless him when he takes away? We praise in health, but will we continue in sickness? We trust him when all the bills are paid, but what is our attitude when we are not sure if we will have enough? A genuine heart passes the test. We challenge our students to study and to make or take pretests so that when the real test is given, they are prepared. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5 encourages us to do the same. Test yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Or do you not recognize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail the test? If we fail, what happens? I have found that God picks me up, instructs me some more, and then I get the opportunity to retake the test. Maybe not in the same form, but definitely to show both of us that I understand the key lesson. Tests come in many forms, designed to strengthen and improve us. At the end of the test, it is the one who passes the test that is blessed. Like your students who rejoice at the big red A on their paper, we can rejoice when our faith and love has been proven genuine. We learn that we really can trust God, that we should not flee, manipulate, or stomp our feet or pout. Our faith is real, and we are that much stronger when the storms of life roll in and try to knock us down. And that was our daily devotional, written by Kathy Branzell. The final thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And today's is from Michelangelo. Lord, grant that I may always desire more than I accomplish. And these quotes are designed to be written on your board or just locked away in your heart. And so, my friends, I would love to close out by reminding you of our promise for today, which came from Colossians 2, verses 13 to 14. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. Oh, dear Father, mighty God, thank you, Father, for taking our sins away. There is no one who could have done that for us except you. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done. Empower us, Lord, to be Jesus with skin on to our colleagues and most of all our students. We love you, Lord. We ask you for all of this in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.